to the end of the first quarter, the end of the first 90 days of 2026. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio. Are you dancing? Are you dancing? We are the only, your UK's real feel-good radio station. We cover literally every aspect of health and happiness. How you doing? You're fine. I mean, you know, other shows, they cover current affairs and et cetera, et cetera. And we do, but actually, it is us. It's our body. It's what we take into every aspect of our life. And it's the biggest asset we have, but it can also be the biggest liability. So why not let these wonderful presenters show you how you can maximize your health in every area? We're also coming into Easter. So, end of the first quarter, Holy Week, Easter. I don't know if you're a believer like myself, but this is actually more important to us as Christians than Christmas. So, anyway, before I get going, I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and divinely favored. You are a magnet for miracles. You are the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. And I hope this week, this show will inspire you, motivate you, encourage you. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week's going to be a nice week. We're going to reflect. We're going to look at quarter one complete. We're going to go from awareness to responsibility. Now, this week, as I'm recording this show, I'm sitting next to my dear mother. You're looking at me, aren't you, Mum? You know, I've told you about my mum so many times. So we're here. And she just... she's a soldier. Been dancing, there's no way. Now I've found this new dance place called Funky Stuff. Been going for years, but I just found it. I find things late in life, but it's the second from last Sunday in the month at the Ritzy Cinema in Brixton, above the cinema. It's a really lovely little Sunday evening, 6 till 11. Old time boogies, stay with that lovely soul music. And us soul people were always polite, friendly. We just dance and enjoy music and life, and it's amazing. It's fantastic. But anyway, let's get into the show. No guests are on this week. I really hope you enjoyed Amy Dowden last week, and of course, in the news now, we're talking about breast cancer awareness is still there, and it's quite a big topic, and we will cover it slightly in this week again, but as we mark the end of the first quarter of 2026, I thought it might be quite nice to think of it as a moment to pause, to reflect, and to ask, what has this year already revealed to us as women? What has it revealed to you as a female? Because for me, this year, 2026, is what I have been calling the year of responsibility, the year of choice, and the year of union. Now, we are in a season right now of uncertainty. We know there's a war going on, and whether we try to be out of it or not, it impacts us in one way or another, directly, indirectly. It's not just impacting our pockets, it's impacting our mental, emotional well-being. It does impact our physicality, and even just the way in which we see the world and we see our future. So guarding the mind, right, and guarding the heart. The Bible says, guard the heart out of all things, for out of it flows the issues of life. And so we really have to be able to look at what's happening. But when I look back at the first 3 months of this year, what stands out for me is one word. And that word is awareness. The first 3 months of this year have really been about awareness. And again, like I just mentioned, you know, right now we have no choice but to be aware. And I think, you know, it's been lovely because what's happened, this first quarter has opened conversations that many women have avoided for years. And it's opened those conversations. I've been bold enough to open those conversations and invite you into those conversations through Pelvic Secrets, through the free bi-weekly online masterclasses. So we've been able to have that. The posts that I share on LinkedIn, I do not share many posts on LinkedIn, but I do share. We had our first unfiltered event on the night before the official day for International Women's Day. And so I hope you've had an International Women's Month. It's been a fruitful month for you. We started the 6-week arc, started in February and finished in March. Then we moved into the 60-day journey. And then, of course, there have been the wonderful conversations that we've had over the first 90 days of this year around IVF, around breast health, around so many different aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. We've explored those things. We've explored, like I said, the breast cancer awareness, the IVF and fertility journeys. We've explored it through a holistic lens as well. We've looked at Valentine's Day around intimacy and connection. We've looked about Mother's Day around identity, nurturing and depletion. And with all of that information there, to me, what has become clear is that we women, we are ready. We are ready. The article that was published in the Sunday Times, the newspaper that has lots of health benefits and different trends and different things that are trending and going on. But what is clear now is that women are ready to understand their bodies. They're ready to stop guessing and they are ready to stop normalizing dysfunction. So, albeit, I want to have a caveat there, it's the generation below me. The generation below me and below that, they are the ones that are really being more proactive. And so there's still this little hesitancy when it comes to women of my age, women in their fabulous 50s, still wanting to look good. But actually, we've been focusing on that external appearance and externalizing health, when actually health is an internal experience that we are still not really diving into. But if we want to stop guessing, then we have to start assessing. And so this is the self-assessment that we have to now be more willing to invest in and to explore. So, of course, there are quick ways to do it. There are cheaper ways to do it. There are different things that people are being offered that they can use. But here's the thing. If you yourself are not assessing, you are guessing. And your health needs to be too important to you for you to do that. You need to want to assess where you find yourself so that you know what you're doing. This is why the 60-day journey is so powerful, because the first 15 days are an opportunity to highlight a principle of health, understand the impact it has on overall health, and then do some very simple reflective tasks and answer some very simple questions to really see how you have understood the principle or how well you apply the principle or that principle is functioning in your life. It's literally like a self-assessment tool, and that really does help you to navigate where you find yourself and how you go through things. And it helps you because having an understanding of how we come into this world makes a big difference, right? Because when we understand where we are in life, we understand how we navigate life and how we move through things. I've had this conversation with you so many times that everything starts in the womb. The Bible says, I even knew you before you were knitted together in your mother's womb. So, you know, we were known from inside our mother's womb. We were known from then. And that's literally the fertilization of the egg is where the womb actually introduces the child to life. And then the first 7 years, some people teach you that the first 7 years kind of shape where we are. But those first years teach us what life is. And so this is why it's so important when I look at self-love to discover what that journey was like when you were in the womb, how your mother managed herself emotionally, hormonally, nutritionally, in terms of her stress management, in terms of circadian rhythms, in terms of movement, in terms of posture, all of those things. But they'll be based on how she sees herself and the love that she experiences before she is pregnant and while she is pregnant. That goes into you. And then that makes a difference. So if those years and the child comes into the world in an environment of love and rhythm and truth and safety, that child is going to have a stronger inner order. But if the child comes into the world and first and foremost, the pregnancy is prolonged, it's very traumatic, you have to have medical intervention, you know, emergency surgery, all those things make a difference. How the mother recovers from her experience of bringing you into the world will also impact the way in which she sees you and bonds with you, which will impact the love and the rhythm and the truth and the balance and the relational safety. It will impact all of that. And that can really be, if a child is in quite a turbulent situation within the tummy itself, the child may come out and be super sensitive and hypervigilant. And that is not something that just disappears because nobody understands it. So if you don't understand it or recognize it, how do you manage it? So this is what is really quite interesting. And so we need to now start to understand our bodies. We need to start understanding that, you know, that the body gives us signs and it gives us signals. It doesn't ask us to maintain the status quo of pain and dysfunction. Because what happens is when we have pain, when we have injuries, when we have certain things happen to us, and I've done it too, and we carry on regardless and keep pushing through, we compensate. And when we compensate, we actually reorder, our biochemical and our biophysical makeup, and that becomes an issue in the longer term. So understanding the body is actually an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. And so that's another whole topic on to know thyself, right? But if you want to heal thyself is literally taking the words and rearranging them. So rather than it being heal thyself is actually healthy self. And we get to healthy self when we heal thyself. That's how we're able to, you know, really understand what healthy self is. Healing thyself to become healthy self. And so that helps. So as we move into quarter two, we're moving from awareness into responsibility. So the first 3 months kind of set you up. That's your foundation bit. That's the first part. That's why the program is the first part. You want to start with awareness first, because it's really being aware of not just what is going on, but what factors contribute what's going on and why. And then when you move into responsibility, that's how you move. That's when you move into how, when and what you can change, fix, improve. So Easter marks a powerful transition for me. It marks a time of reflection, renewal, and resurrection. And I want to offer it from a slightly different perspective and not just a spiritual one. I want to do it like from a physical one. So this is my thought for Easter. When we think about the crucifixion, then obviously the focus is going to be on the physical suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross and him dying on the cross for our sins. But I want you to imagine for a moment the emotional experience of his mother, Mary. Witnessing that grief, witnessing, literally we would say it's torture. She witnessed the grief, the torture, the helplessness and the shock of seeing her child die in such a, you know, detrimental and torturous way. So the reason why I want to focus on it from that perspective is because we understand today that emotional trauma lives in the body. We know it lives in the body. That's the work I do. That's the experiences for many people. When they start to work, they start to realize that that unforgiveness, all of that stuff that they're carrying, means it's in the body. If you're carrying all that unforgiveness within you, all that hurt and disappointment, then you are carrying it, thus you are wearing it, thus it is living within you. And so what we do know is our root chakra, our pelvis, our safety, security, survival, obviously is the pelvis. And so most of this emotional trauma, this extreme trauma, it will manifest itself in our center, in our pelvis. And that can become a problem. Because what we need to then understand, if we want to understand why, we need to understand what the pelvis is. And it's not just a structural part of the body. It's also an emotional powerhouse and a hormonal powerhouse. It is a protective foundation for the trunk, for the limbs, for the internal organs. And it's deeply responsive and responsible. So when we start to look at it as a responsive, responsible, protective, hormonal, emotional, structural foundation for the trunk, an anchor for the lower limbs, the bridge that joins the upper and lower body, the gateway that links the inner and outer world, then it might make more sense today that women who experience pelvic symptoms and quite bad pelvic symptoms, whether it be an organ issue or a structural issue, emotional, hormonal, protective, these symptoms usually follow some kind of profound life event. And it's not because something in you is wrong. It's just how your body has absorbed the experience. So when they talk about a nervous bladder, when they talk about stress incontinence, many women will experience that as a result of something very extreme. Could be a sudden loss, you know, but it's going to usually be something that's really quite extreme that changes and alters the breath, which changes the internal rhythm, which changes the way in which the biological pump in the body, the biggest pump, which is the diaphragm even, the respiratory diaphragm, starts to respond or react, which then changes the dynamics of the pressure fluctuations within the abdominals, which then ultimately impacts what happens within the pelvis to the pelvic diaphragm and thus the pelvic floor. So once we start to understand the pelvis as an energy center that really responds hormonally, emotionally, structurally, responsively, and responsibly, we can start to understand how some of the things we take for granted, or we push through and try to keep pushing through, how sometimes the pelvis, our center, wants to lock itself to protect us as opposed to just create pain. And if we don't read the signals and we don't understand what the body is trying to tell us through a whisper first into much more of a scream and a shout, which is the pain and the limitations of movements, we will always struggle. And that's what we need to really be able to be aware of. Let's play a trail and I'll continue on the other side because I want to kind of look at it as the center of health.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we are back. So, before the ad, I just said that I wanted to look at the pelvis as the centre of health. So, this Easter Saturday, the conversation continues. It's free, it's online. Over here, they say, well, actually, I think Saturday, yeah, Saturday's going to be a bit of a, it may be a dryish day, but hey, listen, I only want you between 10:30 a.m. and 12 noon. I just want you for 90 minutes. No more, just 90. And we'll continue the conversation. We're going to continue the conversation so that we can understand why the pelvis is the key to true health and well-being. And I mentioned it before the break. And we're going to understand it because we know that it's the bridge between the upper and lower body. It's the center of stability. It's the foundation of movement. It's the seat of reproductive and hormonal health. And it's deeply connected to the nervous system, to name a few of its responsibility roles. But it is still one of the least understood areas of the body. And it is still something, you know, we sit on our derriere, as some people say, I'm going to sit down on my derriere. And we sit on our butt all day long. We don't recognize the role of the butt to help. We struggle with certain movement patterns. And so when I work with clients who maybe have experienced a stroke or have an autoimmune illness, and they find it hard to walk and they may need walking aids, one of the areas I try to get them to understand that needs to work first and foremost is the pelvis. Because much of the issues they start to have happen in and around the pelvis. So the pain they experience in their low back, the pelvis. The pain they experience in and around the hips and the buttocks, the pelvis. The pain they experience in the leg links into the pelvis. It comes back to their center. And most of the time, if you are like my mum, if you're bed bound, if you're wheelchair bound, if you're using walking aids, the truth of the matter is this: you spend a lot of time desensitizing the bottom because you're on it, locking the hips because you're sitting. And so therefore you're shortening muscles that will help to extend the trunk and move you forwards. And they're not working. The butt extends the hip. But the butt is being desensitized and the hips are being locked into an angle that's just wider than 90 degrees or shorter than 90 degrees, depends on the position of the bed and how you sit. And that over time will become a real big problem, because what happens is you're not able to use those muscles effectively, and if the hip starts to shorten, it's going to pull the trunk forwards. If it pulls the trunk forwards, most of the time, it will flatten the low back. So the natural curvature is lost. And then as you're sitting and how you are, there's a desensitization of the lower abdominals and the key stabilizers. There's a rounding of the shoulders. There's a movement forward of the head off the axis. There's a shift in your vestibular system, which is your eyes, your inner ear, and your jaw on the horizon. And so there's all of these kinetic change happening within the body that most of us are not aware of. Those changes will alter the pelvic angle. They alter not just the pelvic angle, but they alter the breast angle, the chest angle. They can stifle the respiratory system, making the pressure within the abdominal cavities change. The way in which the respiratory diaphragm moves changes, and so does the pelvic diaphragm. And so the cascade of issues, look, I'm giving stuff away. We ain't even got started. The cascade of issues is major. But if you want to learn more, then all you need to do is to email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, or go onto my Instagram, @pelvicsecrets, or TikTok, or X, same @pelvicsecrets, and you will see the poster there with the QR code. Now, this is the thing about QR codes for those of us of an age. Some phones allow you just to touch the QR code on the picture. You zoom in, zoom the picture out bigger so the QR code is bigger. Place your finger on the QR code and it will say open in, like for me, Apple, Safari or Chrome or whatever. Open in a browser. If your phone does not allow you to just enlarge the picture, touch the QR code, then you need to save the poster. And when you save the poster to your camera roll, you can then go in, touch the QR code and get it. But if you go onto my Instagram @pelvicsecrets and go into the bio, there's two links, one for the 60-day and the second one is for the free online masterclasses. So you can just click the link in my bio, in my Instagram. I do believe it's also in my bio on LinkedIn. Jenny Russell. There's two accounts there with me. The one with the curly natural hair and the purple dress. That's the one that you want. And you'll find the link, in my bio there. Also on Facebook, you'll find it either Jenny Russell or Pelvic Floor Secrets. But either or, you'll find all the information. So you have no reason not to be able to come. And if you cannot make the live, register. And when the repeat goes out afterwards, you have an opportunity to gain access to the repeat and you'll be able to watch it back. And then you can send me emails if you want to ask me questions, direct message me on Instagram, on Facebook. But my thing is to build a community. My thing is to really encourage you to realize that, honestly, I want us to live fruitful lives. I want us to live lives with energy, vitality, great organ function, the ability to move around and do things. Now, I have a meniscus tear on my right knee. And I know I have a level of life in this knee at Sassy Sexy 63 that I tore 10 years ago. I can still run, play singles, tennis, and I can do these things still. But I do know that there are structural things that I need to be aware of. I know there are hormonal changes that I need to be aware of. There are nutritional changes that I need to be aware of, and things that I have to implement, which I have been doing. But as I'm getting older, I have to review those things as well. So you can't have a program written for you 10 years ago and feel that program still works today. Because what you tolerated 10 years ago if I was to ask you how many of those things that you accepted 10 years ago you accept today, you would tell me you've changed things. If the statistics are to be believed, 66% of divorces happen in and during the menopause. That means you are changing your whole lifestyle, your whole dependence, interdependence, partnerships, relationships. You'll be changing the environment within the house. You'll be changing how you manage your finances. You'll be changing how you manage your life, your own utilities, if things are changing. So therefore, if you have to change with the times, what's happening now? You know, like, I went to the petrol station yesterday. I was like, 150.9 for petrol. I thought I was back in lockdown, before lockdown. I was like, I don't think so. So, where I can save on petrol is, I do. Usually I go to the gym, then I'm going into Enfield Town to get something afterwards. Mate, I've got a Freedom Pass. I live half a mile from the gym. It's time to start walking. It's time to start using the bus. Small journeys where I drive into Enfield Town, go and park, pay for the parking. I may as well catch the bus because I may as well save that petrol, number one. Number two, I may as well just, you know, the car costs more. It's a 2 litre sport. And whilst it's really good, when I hit it on the motorway, it's beautiful. I can go 100 miles on like 1/8 of a tank of petrol. When I go around town, I can watch those lines disappear. They just go down like that. I'm just like, but I've only driven like... The car will say to me, I've got 359 miles in my tank. I drive from Edmonton to Enfield like 4.5 miles and it tells me I've got 340. I'm like, I've only done 4 miles. And this whole engine efficient stuff of turning the engine off, that's just sucking up the petrol. And so I am looking and I'm becoming more aware, the point I'm making, my little rant at the same time. I told my friend I'm going to call it R&R when I want to ring and rant. Is that I'm going to adjust how I use my car. I can't believe I said that, but it's the truth. I'm going to adjust how I use my car. Now, let me say one thing before you say about environment. Where I live, for the last few weekends, they've cancelled all the trains into London. And one accident happens on the M25, Junction 25, 1.5 miles from me. And the one bus that comes past us, and it's gone. So there is no train from Southbury, no train from Enfield Town, no train from Enfield Chase, and no bus. That's why, you know, my kids are like, Mum, we live too far out. We don't live that far out. But can I say, Mayor of London, if you want people to leave their cars at home, then fix up with the transport. I went to a wonderful exhibition a couple of months ago in Liverpool Street. I came out at 8 o'clock. I couldn't get any trains home. They were all just cancelled. And that's why people drive. But local drives, I can either walk, I can cycle, but the fear is you cycle your bike, you lock it up and go inside the shop, you come back out, and your bike's not there. Anyway, let me get back on track. That's my little... Take a deep breath. Breathe out. The point I'm trying to make is we have to adapt. We have to change. And when it comes to our health, there is no difference. We have to adapt and change. That was my long-winded way of saying it. Let me play a trail and come back on the other side. Oh, dear.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, we are back. So, all of my events are around, I say, fit and fabulous after 50. And even though I'm sassy, sexy, 63, I'm way after 50. But I just want to help women to move beyond awareness, and I want them to begin to understand their body better. And that helps me. So, for me, I'm not just sharing information. It's about transformation and it's about preservation. So we want to transform where we find ourselves and we want to preserve our vitality, our energy, our body mechanics so that we can do things really well. So I'm at my mum's looking after mum today, as I mentioned at the top of the show. And there was a program on before I started to record, and it was talking to a guy who was a cyclist but had been knocked off his bike a few times, an older man, and so he lost his confidence. But they talked about eccentric exercise, and I actually found it really quite interesting. And what I loved was he got three of his friends to join him. And these people were 80, but they articulated well, they moved well, they got into the exercises, they hung out together. And I really liked the way they brought themselves together. And the lady said she lives on her own. The guy lives on his own. And so we know already with, you know, grief and loss, there are many families now where one partner has gone and the other partner is left on their own. I also mentioned not long ago about divorce and people starting again, becoming single once again. You know, and this is happening for women and men, even in their 70s. That's massive. So that's a massive change. But that change, that loss, creates great stress in the body. And so it's really important for us to understand what is happening within our systems so we can manage our systems well and make sure at this later life we don't feel like there's nothing left for us. It's nice to know that even in your 70s, you still have a zest for life. You can still live well. You can still go out, you can still start dating, you can still meet people and still have this vibrancy and this expectation of this youthful, sporty, you know, spunky, funky, sexual, sensual, you know, sensational life. You can have that at any age if you choose to have it. You know, there was that conversation when you're younger and your parents like, oh my God, I can't imagine my parents having sex. It's like, oh. You know, but you get to that age and you're like, well, actually, have I hung my sex boots up yet? Are they still functioning? Well, if I want to be able to have intimacy, then maybe I need to understand my intimacy into me. See, let me understand what is going on within me so that I am able to go into these relationships. Because there are many women whose relationships are stifled before they get going because into me see, they have not had. They don't know. They don't know themselves. So I want to do something different. Anyway, I want to just segue slightly. We've got the last sort of 12 minutes left of this show. And I want us to just even think about why it's important for us to look after our bodies. See, in the UK still, obstetrics, childbirth, related care, it still remains one of the highest areas of clinical negligence claims in the NHS. So obs and gynae, childbirth-related care is still one of the highest areas of clinical negligence claims in the NHS. And billions are still being paid out over time in compensation. And yet, pelvic health education still remains limited in schools, is underfunded, is inconsistently addressed in postnatal care, and it's usually a reactive experience rather than a preventative one. And for me, this, I'm not doing this show to apportion blame to anybody, but there is just an opportunity for us to recognise a gap that definitely needs filling. There's a gap in education, there's a gap in communication, and there's definitely a gap in ownership. So all of it has to come together. And that's why I'm excited to share that I've begun my teaching qualification. And I've done it because, for me, I want the conversation to start much earlier. I want it to start with girls. I want it to start from menstruation. I want it to start from menses. I don't want it to wait till menopause. I want us to understand our bodies, not through fear, but through knowledge. I want us to be empowered. That finally free to forgive is really, that whole thing is finally free, right? It's finally free. It's fear removed. It's faith restored. So if you remove the fear about your body and how it operates, you restore the faith in your ability to maintain your health and happiness. You do that by enlightening yourself. So this is the workshops. These are the 60-day journeys. These are the 6-week arcs. That's the enlightenment. So that enlightenment, that education, allows you to become empowered. Because once you know, you've got something to use. These are the tools. The tools, your armor. Now you're empowered. Well, once you're empowered, you're encouraged. Because now you feel you've got the courage to take the steps forward. And once you're encouraged, you're enabled. That's free. And that's a double-edged free. So you've got fear removed, enlightened, encouraged, faith restored, empowered, enabled. But we know that nothing goes down in a straight line. There's always, it's like walking left and right. You take one step on the other. You take a step to the left, a step to the right, one to the left, one to the right. So you take a step forward from fear to removing. You take a step across to the right to faith and restoring. And then you go left to right. You go enlightened, empowered, encouraged, and enabled. Once you are finally free, I start with forgiveness. But actually, it's not the forgiveness that makes you free. It's the freedom, the free, that allows you to truly forgive. Once you are free, you are able to move forwards, let go, dare to do. That's all part of the mind map I had for years. And that allows us to do things. And so we're happy with what's going on. So there's a trend. As I've mentioned, the pelvic trend. That trend means that younger women are taking back control. And I want to encourage older women to do the same. Yeah? And the beauty is this, right? This has been decades of work. Decades of work for me. But now there is visibility. In 2026, there's visibility. It's in the Sunday Times. For me, that's one of those marked places. So where there's visibility, there's opportunity. And where there's opportunity, there's possibility. There's hope. And that hope and possibility is that you can now be responsible for your health in a more holistic way. So you're working for yourself, and where you need help, you interject with medical advice and professional help. But you start with self first. So you stop outsourcing your health because you start to understand your body as an intelligent, responsive and adaptable physical energy system. And that means responsibility has an opportunity to meet choice. And that's what that is. So I really hope that that makes sense to you. And I hope that you will say to yourself, right, great. Where do I sign up? What do I do? At Pelvic Secrets, Instagram, X, TikTok, Jenny Russell, LinkedIn, Facebook, Pelvic Floor Secrets, Facebook. You've got the opportunity to be able to sign up for this weekend, this Easter weekend. Sign up. Come and discover why the pelvis is key to true health and well-being. There's going to be a one-day immersive workshop, and that details are coming very soon. I'm going to let you know where that's going to be, an in-person workshop, which will be amazing. But even before that, we have Unfiltered in May, 16th of May in Soho, and we're going to share pelvic floor secrets. We're going to actually look at breast health and pelvic health. We're going to have a wonderful speaker who's going to share on her journey through breast cancer awareness, how we can make changes. She's one of my clients too, how we're working together. So she's had a journey before and the things that she's done to survive it, how the medical profession are say to her, we can't believe you're still alive. You know, God has the final say. But honestly, it's going to be amazing, an amazing, amazing, amazing journey. And so I'd love you to come along to that. And then, of course, you can put your name down for the Portugal retreat in July. You can register your interest. Again, if you go to, if you email me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, I will send you the link. But I'll also have that link put onto my website, jennyrussell.com. So jennyrussell.com, and that's where you'll find the Portugal retreat, Unfiltered, and even this weekend's workshop. But these are opportunities for you to go deeper. They're opportunities for us to meet in person. So the one-day immersive workshop will be fantastic. And it's kind of like a preemption to when we go to Portugal. We are going to be doing some things that will blow your mind in Portugal. But it's going to be amazing. You know, and it will include perineum sun gazing. It will include perineum sun gazing because there's a lot to be said about that. And the experience on itself is, well, I loved it. It's amazing. Energetically, it's really, really amazing. Okay, so we've got less than 5 minutes left. So, as I said, this year, I believe there are three things we should focus on. Responsibility. And for me, understanding your body is your responsibility. It's not your burden. It is a responsibility that you will enjoy. It's a journey that's to be had. Choice, that's you having more influence over your health than you realize. And union, it's about bringing things together. It's about bringing together body and mind, bringing together hormones and emotions, bringing together knowledge and action. And most importantly, it's about coming back into union with yourself, because the Bible says your latter days will be better than your former days. So this is an opportunity for you to actually get back in touch with self. So, in closing, as we're coming towards the last 2.5 minutes now, just in closing, I just want to say, last 3 minutes. Quarter one gave us awareness. And then quarter two, now it's asking us for action. I'm asking you to take action. I'm encouraging you to take action. So, as we step into this new season, I first of all want to say Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Put yourself first. Rest well. Eat well. Drink well. I said eat well. That means think about the foods you choose to eat. And enjoy them. You know, whatever you choose to have, remember you're having it with full awareness, right? Ask yourself, what am I ready to take responsibility for? Because if you decide that you're going to separate from a relationship, you're saying, I'm ready to take responsibility for every aspect of my life. That has to also include the stress that may come initially and how you manage it so that you are able to look after every aspect of your life and function just as well or even better. That's what needs to happen. Ask yourself, what choices will I now make differently? Because you'll ask yourself that when relationships change. It, you know, the sadness of death changes everything about relationship. So you have to make different choices. But don't always wait until something is taken away from you before you make a choice about how you can do things differently. You know, when we were in lockdown, the freedom of movement was taken away from many people. Many people say they put on weight in lockdown because they weren't allowed to go outside, but they forgot to think that they can move inside. I understand many never had gardens, but many people could still move inside of their house. And you had an opportunity to go to shops at some point when there were small shops open and we could still walk and move around. Ask yourself, how can I come back into union with my own body? Because that's an opportunity that you do have, that you can take. And it's important because, remember, no matter what is on trend, no matter what is the latest thing they're talking about, your health isn't a trend. Your health is an asset. And you just have to decide how valuable that asset is. Because we look after what we value. And so we have to start recognizing that it's not a trend, it's a foundation. Wherever you live, wherever you are right now when you're listening, in a building, in anything, you're there because a foundation allows you to be there. Even in your car. You know, the base of the car is the foundation of the car. Without that foundation, it not only holds the engine, it holds all the body mechanics, it holds the seats, it holds the weight of the people inside at the steering wheel, it holds the wheels, it navigates everything, right? It's the base, it's the foundation. Without the foundation, the trunk, which is, the inner workings of the car, and then the shell, are of no consequence. So wherever you are, the foundation makes it great. You're going to go and look at a car tomorrow, you're going to buy a new car. You're not asking how strong is the foundation. You're looking at, you know, the style of the car you want, the performance of the car, you know, speed and blah, blah, blah. You want all those things to be working really, really well. That is what you're looking at, right? But actually, what allows you to look at the beauty, enjoy the ride, move around, is the foundation. It's the same difference for our health. So I've gone past my 50 minutes. So I've got to stop now. In health and happiness, stay blessed. Stay safe. I run out of time. Happy Easter, guys. Bye-bye.